Good evening. Welcome back. And you are joining into Beyond the Classroom with Cohort 63 with myself, Kristen James, and my co-host,
Sunika Romulus.
All right. And go ahead, Sunika. Tell us what we're doing tonight.
So tonight, you know, Kristen, we worked really hard these past few weeks, learning about Truman, learning about community colleges. Well, what about, you know, online learning? We need to talk about, let's get into what does online learning look like for community colleges? We should talk about the advantages, the disadvantages, and what are some of the things that, like, we think are amazing about online learning, because we are in an online learning class. So you can go ahead and kick it off.
One of the reasons that this particular program did stick out to me was because it was online. You know, I definitely did finish my online degree with the online school. And it was very convenient where I could do everything online on my own time, my own pace. But what I enjoy about this program is that it gives me more of intimacy with my classmates and with my professors. So I never may have saw my other classmates and different things like that, or my professor, never had one-on-one conversations. So this is definitely a different experience and different type of online experience. But I personally loved it because it allows me, like you said, I can get a chapter in, you know, while I'm at work or different things like that. I don't have to stop my whole day and, you know, run to a campus, even though there are times where I do miss that traditional sense of the school. What about you?
So I think, you know, one of the first things we learned was about Truman and his views on, you know, things being equitable in community colleges. And so for me, I work at a community college at, you know, Prince George's Community College, and there are so many, you know, working adults. And because you are a working adult, it's difficult to have class in the middle of the day and then go back to work. I mean, flexibility is gone. You know, COVID is still here, but the flexibility is gone now. So at this point, it's like, we need the flexibility. And community colleges allow for that. They allow for flexibility. They allow for workforce development. We have programs where you can take line dancing online, which is awesome for a working adult. It is truly great. Truly great.
Yeah. One of the things that I knew was a stigma when it came to community college was that it wasn't as prestige, maybe, as, you know, your four-year universities. And there's also a stigma now with online colleges that are trying to offer online courses because it's now in demand. And I think COVID kind of put that demand on doing more hybrid and different things like that. But what do you say to that, let's say, community college president who does not see the benefit of the online community?
I think for the president, they're really big on numbers. I know that everything is a numbers game. And, you know, our professor has told us the same thing. Like, it's all about the numbers and the funding, right? So if we can show that our online students are moving on to four-year schools and they're successful, if those numbers are there, numbers don't lie. The data is what we need. We had a transfer fair yesterday, and it was really big on, we were really big on making sure the students signed in and signed out, because the data is what we need. So that's the most important thing. And we talked about that tonight in class.
Yeah. And I think that back to what we were talking about also in class tonight is the systems. And one of the things, I don't know how, and this may be off topic, but one of the things that I'm interested in from a research perspective, and when I did my undergrad in communications, and one of the courses that I had to do was about age in class and different things like that. And sometimes, I don't know if I should go here, but sometimes I wonder how that plays in the systems of people in power, right, that makes those decisions that ha is not necessarily relevant to what's going on in the world, but they know the number games and they know the performance and, and having certain people enroll, because I wonder what studies are showing if more students would enroll, right, in the community colleges, and that could increase maybe the funding that they receive, even though it's online. But I think some of the challenges when it comes to the online process, it's maybe feeling that the students are not getting the same curriculum that they would get if they were in the actual classroom.
And you know what? This brings up such a good point. Today, right before I left work, there was a student with a transcript from a school. It's pretty popular, but they wanted to transfer their credits to Prince George's Community College. Now, this is a, the school, I've heard the name many times, and the math department chair is like, no, I don't. I'm not going to accept the credits from that school. But the English chair said, yes, I'll accept the credits from that school. So then you get into transfer credits, which is something we just talked about. It is determined by, it could be your VP, it could be your dean or your chair that says, no, we're not going to take credits from another school. So that's also a part of online learning because your credits may not transfer, which means you've spent money or you're going to have to spend money twice.
And as I mentioned before, that is real. That is a very real thing to happen. And I think that if we are going to say that community colleges are a legitimate form of higher education, then I think that there has to be a system that talks to universities, right? Because if I'm taking a class at, let's say, a Towson University, and it fits inside the curriculum of, a Morgan, you're going to take that credit. So why, not allow the accreditation portion to come up with a system that allows them to say that this st still falls, in that gap, which is interesting because I do know back to online, with a lot of four-year universities, they have something called the Sophia, and they have clap things where Sophia is online and you can take a class in like 2 or 3 days and get a three, get a credit for three, and universities are accepting those. So it's like, how are you comparing, like, or that could be the backlash that some online colleges are accepting things that they feel that students aren't spending enough time in to learn, and it's like we don't want to take someone who we feel are is not properly trained. But back to, kind of the growth that Kaiser talks about in the American Community College is that there is now an increase in the degree status of the faculty.
So one of the things you just brought up, the agreements, so it's I know it's called a matriculation agreement, where if a student from, my college, PGCC, wants to go to Morgan, there has to be, if it's a certain pathway, which is also something we've been talking about, if it's a certain pathway, all those credits will transfer over to Morgan, but it has to be written up a certain way. And once it's written up a certain way, our students will not lose anything. They're gaining, pretty much gaining everything, which I think is awesome.
And I think that when we talk about the funding when it comes to online, so of course we know that when it comes to online, you have to put more money, right, into the technology, the software, the databases, and things like that. However, you're able to you move the money from what you probably needed to have people on campus, and you can put that money into other things and other air or make space for other scholarships, and different things. Like you can find a creative way, to be entrepreneurs in a sense, to change how you use the money. And I think like not having the students physically come there, it does change a lot. It changes the insurance, it changes the travel, it changes. I would like to see how it changes the dropout rate.
Oh, yeah.
Because how many people drop out of online versus in person? Because sometimes, you know, people get sick, people have children, you have death in the family, you have all of these different things that can get in the way that if the class was online, I may be a little sick, but between medication, I can still, you know,
Right, you can show up.
I can
Yeah.
still show up, you know, in my full capacity. But this has been a great chat.
Yes.
So leaving out, what do you think is your biggest takeaway, pros and cons, for the online community college experience?
So I think my biggest takeaway for the community college is the flexibility. I see it every day. It is necessary. But then I also think some people don't realize, like, you have to know how to use time management. If you're not good with time management, like me, I'm good with time management because I know I like to enjoy outside weather. And because of that, I try to get my work done early. I haven't been in school in over 25 years, but this was a goal of mine, and it was very important that I get my work done. So it's all about time management because you can't wait till the last minute to do your papers.
You cannot, although so many do.
Yeah.
So
And what
many
about
do.
you? And what about you?
It's so funny you said that because there is a running meme on social media right now that says, "Hey, everybody, it's almost midnight. The college students understand." So it's like this joke that you know that people
Yes.
are up late waiting last minute to turn in everything. I would ch I would make the challenge to say that there are two things. Online college creates a different level of discipline where you think that traditional schooling settings gives you the discipline to complete and to finish because you're in facing, you have to, you know, you have to physically show up. But to your point, online college gives you that flexibility. Online college gives you that freedom to, and it makes it more available to other people because you can, it makes it more available to people who may not have transportation, you know, like who may not be able to show up. So it gives you a different discipline also because you have to be good with time management, right? You have to make sure that you're doing your work and your assignments. And it also makes you be on an ethical place, challenge yourself because there's so many different things where people are like the honor system, you know. So I think a lot of professors and schools I've heard have wondered, like I know like at my old university, they had this big thing go out because they were using this tutoring system, but the tutoring system was actually writing all of the work for the students. And so they were trying to, you know, crack down on that. So it really teaches you to be, really be responsible, right? And to do the work, you know, and be trusted that, hey, I can be not in a classroom and do the same amount of work that I would do in the classroom. So I think the positive is definitely the reach that it has, you know, especially thinking, even though this is not a community college, just thinking that I'm in a class and have been in classes with people from all over, you know, and not just where I'm at. And so you're able to meet, you're able to network with people that wouldn't traditionally, you know, who may have loved to go to a certain school in another state. And sometimes, you know, all community colleges don't offer the same thing. You know, like here in Maryland, we have some that is dedicated to like nursing and some dedicated to different things. So I think if they're able to do some of that thing, some of that online, they do have that freedom. So I just think that those are my positive. I don't know. I think the takeaway does not necessarily fall on the school. I think it falls on the stigma. Because sometimes I've overheard hiring managers in higher education not look at someone's degree from a community college the same way they would from
A 4 year.
a 4 year, and even with some online 4 years. If it's
Yes.
a online, school, they don't seem to find them to be as integral as others. And I guess because they don't know their, what their accreditation requirements or curriculum. So I think that that is the bad part, the stigma that you would spend however amount of money, like to get this degree that's supposed to open up a door for you, but because of how you gained it, it takes away the door. So that was my last point. So,
I feel like we could talk all night. I mean, we've read a lot, we've learned a lot. But I'm happy this was our group project. This was really, really good. A good discussion. And I'm excited to see what's next.
Yeah,
Yeah.
definitely. It we definitely learned a lot.
Yeah.
This definitely could have been a podcast to go through the entire
Yes.
semester. But yeah, I agree.